Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A rainy day across Kansas. We've got the story.
John Bardo, the president at Wichita State, has passed away. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Three Dollar General stores robbed in Wichita in 17 hours. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A high wind warning has been issued across south central Kansas, including Wichita. What does that mean for us? Our complete forecast is coming up.
A good part of central Kansas saw scattered rain Tuesday. The National Weather Service reports 1.2 inches of rain near Eisenhower Airport as of midnight, with 2-inch readings to the south and east of Wichita, lesser amounts to the north. Now, a low-pressure system will deepen across Kansas today. By late afternoon, peak wind gusts could exceed 60 miles per hour across much of the state.
Wichita State University President John Bardo has passed away. He was 70.
School officials say he died Tuesday while at Wesley Medical Center. Bardo first entered the hospital in late November, suffering complications from a chronic lung condition. After spending several weeks in rehab and at home, he returned to the hospital last weekend. Lou Heldman, Vice President of Strategic Communications at Wichita State, tells KSN News Bardo's legacy will be felt for years to come.
President Bardo was a giant. Generations from now, students and people in Wichita will benefit from initiatives that he put into place.
Funeral services will be private, but a celebration of life event will take place later in the spring on campus. For now, you can share your memories, cards, and notes at the president's office through Friday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Three Dollar General stores were robbed in Wichita in a 17-hour period. The first armed robbery occurred Monday afternoon in the southwest part of town at Pawnee and Meridian. Now, police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect indicated he had a gun and ran away with cash.
Suspect on this one, unknown white male in his 20s, approximately 5'6", 140 pounds, brown hair in a bun, was wearing a black jacket, gray pants, with black on the knees of the pants.
About 5 hours later, two black male suspects armed with a handgun robbed another Dollar General store, this one in the southeast part of town at Harry and Rock Road. During the 9 o'clock hour Tuesday morning, another Dollar General robbed at Pawnee and Southeast Boulevard.
There's a growing list of countries refusing to allow Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes in their airspace. The caution sparked by an Ethiopian Airlines crash over the weekend. Despite this, the planes can still fly across the U.S.
A U.S. flight attendants union threatened they, quote, will not be forced to fly if they feel unsafe. Lacking data from the black boxes still in the hands of Ethiopian investigators, the FAA, as Boeing noted today, quote, is not mandating any further action at this time. And based on the information currently available, we do not have any basis to issue new guidance to operators. But one-third of the more than 350 MAX 8s worldwide are grounded as more countries, including Britain, Ireland, Italy, Poland, and Australia, join others who've closed airspace to the MAX 8. 58 are registered to fly in the U.S.
In Washington, Doug McElwain, Fox News.
President Trump's former national security advisor Michael Flynn says he has more cooperation to offer special counsel Robert Mueller.
Michael Flynn wants a 90-day delay in his sentencing. He pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Russian ambassador. Flynn believes there is additional cooperation he can offer special counsel Robert Mueller that could potentially lower his sentence. The special counsel's office hasn't taken a position on Flynn's request for a delay, but says his cooperation is otherwise complete. Meanwhile, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is set to be sentenced today on conspiracy charges in a D.C. court. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke at an event in Houston about the future of energy. America's top diplomat said new technology has allowed America to be even more energy independent.
New drilling technology and greater energy output are transforming American life and lives all around the world.
Pompeo went on to slam China for blocking Southeast Asian countries from accessing more than $2.5 trillion in recoverable energy reserves in the South China Sea.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Shocker baseball team kicking off a homestand yesterday at X Stadium, and the Big 12 men's basketball tournament begins today in Kansas City. We'll talk about sports coming up.
Three people dead after a crash Tuesday morning in Montgomery County in southeast Kansas. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Three people are dead after a crash Tuesday morning in Montgomery County in southeast Kansas. This happened on U.S. Highway 75, just north of the U.S. 166 junction. Now, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, an SUV crossed the center line and hit another vehicle with three occupants. All three were killed in the crash. The KHP identified the victims as 85-year-old Patricia Chalfant and 82-year-old Wilma Rowden of Neodache and 85-year-old Mary Compton of Fredonia. The driver of the SUV is from Tulsa and was taken to a hospital.
An illegal alien, previously deported, has been arrested for the murder of a 59-year-old woman in San Jose, California.
Bambi Larson was found stabbed to death in her home. Discarded clothing outside contained her DNA along with the suspects, Carlos Eduardo Arevalo Carranza. Turns out he'd been deported in 2013 and he had a long criminal history. Homeland Security placed six detainer requests on him in L.A. and Santa Clara counties over the past 3 years. But ICE and San Jose Police Chief Eddie Garcia says they were not honored.
The city of San Jose and our police department has no control over how the county interacts with federal immigration enforcement and deportation of violent or serious felons.
But he says they should have the ability to protect their own community. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A powerful disease has hit the deer population in Mississippi and several other states.
Wildlife officials in more than two dozen states are using an abundance of caution to slow the spread of what many are calling zombie deer disease. Mississippi's executive director of the Wildlife Bureau, Russ Walsh, says the deer are actually suffering from chronic waste disease. He says the more people hunt, the lower the disease's prevalence.
We encourage hunters to continue doing what you've always done, go out there and hunt.
At least 24 states, including Mississippi, have discovered deer who have tested positive for CWD. So far, at least 16 states have banned hunters from transporting deer carcasses from either CWD-positive states or anywhere across state lines. In Starkville, Mississippi, Charles Watson, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
If you're headed to Wichita from the north, you're going to want to be careful. We've got a semi-truck jackknifed, and it's got things slowed down considerably. Southbound on I-135, it's that last Newton exit up there as you're headed towards Wichita. So they're in Newton on your way towards Wichita, jackknifed semi-trailer, and got a call from traffic tracker Eric giving us a heads up about that one. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Had the rain yesterday. Well, we've got more rain today, but today we're going to throw in some really strong wind to go with it. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast now with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Good morning, Steve. Steve, I got to tell you real quick. I've been telling people all morning long, you know, because the winds, they've been howling since early this morning. And I've been telling people all morning, if you have anything loose, unsecured out there that you want to keep, and you don't want it to fly away, you need to go ahead and bring it inside. And there is definitely no joke there, because we're talking about 60-plus mile-an-hour gusts. That's enough to take away some lawn items if you want to keep them. So you definitely got to make sure that we move all that stuff inside. And if not for your sake, at least for the sake of your neighbors, because they don't want to be walking outside and they have all this stuff in their yard. So take care of the trash can, too. Make sure that doesn't get knocked over. Go ahead and bring that into the garage or at least close to the house, so that you avoid even any damage to any vehicles or anything like that, just from any outside objects. And it's typically on days like this where we could even see maybe some power outages in sparse portions of the area. So something else to keep in mind when we have these very, very windy days. I'm sure you're enjoying these temperatures, though. Temperatures starting off in the 50s. there are no problems in our temperature department, but it does come at the cost of that wet weather that we're seeing roll through. We had those loud thunderstorms yesterday. Might hear a few rumbles of thunder today with that 90% chance of rain showers. High of 68, though. We're going to see the dry portion of this storm system kind of lift over the Wichita Metro by the time we get into midday into the early part of the afternoon. South winds at 20 to 40. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. 40% chance of a rain snow shower. So now we're starting to dry out a little bit by the time we get into late tonight. But it's also going to turn colder as we see the backside of this storm system kind of track through Kansas. Lows dipping down to around 39 degrees with a southwest wind switching out of the west at 15 to 35. Still going to be windy all the way into tomorrow. Cooler too for your Thursday, high of 46, but then dropping down to a 20% chance of rain, snow showers. And Steve, that's all going to eventually lead to a dry Friday. Honestly, that's what I've been looking forward to. I know everybody else out there is looking forward to the same thing. Right now, 58 degrees, a mix of rain, even a little bit of fog and mist. And, of course, those winds still howling out of the southeast at 26 with a gust of 43. So just to put that in perspective for you, yeah, gust of 43, pretty strong out there, but we could see those winds or those wind gusts get up to about 20 miles an hour stronger than where they're at right now. So we're talking about some serious winds later on today. Visibility's down to 4 miles. Just make sure that we're all just being proactive out there, not only having that rain gear ready to go if you get ready to head out anytime soon, but make sure that we're driving safely too. We know even some rain can really slow things down out there.
Yeah, and just one more reminder, we always remind people of this, but if you're out there driving around this morning, it might be a real good idea to turn your headlights on. Even if you can see, the other people can't see you, turn your headlights on, right?
You know, and Steve, of course, I'm not from Kansas. I think we may have talked about this before. Last time we got some significant rainfall, but I'm pretty sure it's Kansas law. If you have your windshield wipers on, you need to have your windshield or your headlights on, too. So just another reminder for everybody out there.
Not if you're a police officer, you know, you don't want to get out in the rain to enforce that ticket, right? Okay, human nature. Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas State meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Of course, we had this rain yesterday across Kansas. The high temperature in Wichita, 56 degrees, normal high 57, 1.2 inches of rain, wind gust of 34 miles per hour, clock near Eisenhower Airport. This is a big date in local weather history. It was on this date, March 13th in 1990, 19 tornadoes roared across parts of South Central and Central Kansas. Two of them were violent F5s. That's as big as it gets. The largest and most damaging was what would become known as the Heston Tornado in Harvey County. That one traveled northeast for 48 miles, striking the west side of Heston. That tornado killed one, injured 60. Now, just as the Heston tornado began to weaken, the second F5 tornado rapidly ingested the first tornado as it weakened further. The vicious vortex tracked 22 miles. That tornado killed one before it dissipated near Marion Lake. So this is the anniversary of the Heston tornado. You remember that, Ted?
Sure do.
You were just a young pup running around. 1990 on
yep,
this.
Everybody remembers that one. Massive tornado heading right towards the city of Heston.
And it skirted by on the west side, so we're lucky we didn't have a direct hit there.
And that Pizza Hut.
Yeah, the Pizza Hut.
Hiding in the basement of that Pizza Hut, and boy.
The Heston tornado. Well, some people go their entire lives without winning a lottery, but a woman in Virginia not only has won once, but 30 times all at the same time. Let me explain. Deborah Brown bought 20 Pick 4 tickets with the numbers 1031 after saying she'd seen the numbers a couple of times during the day. She decided to buy 10 more with the same numbers because she was really feeling it. Well, that feeling paid off big time. Numbers came up in the February 11th drawing. Brown won a total of $150,000. Says she nearly had a heart attack. Brown says she's thinking about using her winnings for home renovation.
You can see she used up all her good karma on that one.
A lot of good karma. Yeah. All right. 716, Stephen, just talking a few minutes ago about the chili, St. Shelley whipping up some chili yesterday, a big old pot of chili, and had that for dinner last night. It was good.
Yeah.
This is, you know,
What's your letter grade on that?
Oh, it's an A+.
Oh, outstanding.
It was good.
Nice.
She's mastered the chili over the years, just like she mastered the chocolate chip cookies. We go out in public, and people say, if they don't want to see Steve and Ted, they want to see St. Shelley and talk about cookies.
She also has a great roast beef, pot roast, but we really can't bring that down here to share with you, Ted. Did you bring any chili leftovers today so we could sample this?
No, I did not, but perhaps there is some on my breath.
Oh, okay. That'll be good enough.
That's good enough. 7:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And Ted, talking about, we had some baseball yesterday, right, Ted?
Yep, the Shocks went to an afternoon start time yesterday to try to squeeze in a game in between the raindrops, and they got it done. There was a little window there in the afternoon where it did not rain, and the Shockers took on Oral Roberts at X Stadium. Shocks fell behind 2-0 early, but it was a youngster in the Shocker lineup that really kind of got things going. The designated hitter, freshman Brady Slavens. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
And the pitch hit hard through the left side into left field for a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Wallace around third. He'll score easily. A two-run, two-out single for Brady Slavens, and the Shockers now in front 4-2.
Shocks go on to win the game 8-2, snapping a four-game losing streak. And Brady Slavens, perfect day at the plate, 3-for-3 and drove in three runs as the Shocks get a good start to the 14-game homestand. Shockers did not tax anyone too hard on the pitching staff either. The Shocks use eight pitchers to combine for that 8-2 win yesterday at X Stadium. This is a good day for baseball in the state. KU and K-State also won in baseball action. KU beat Central Connecticut State 10-8 in Port Charlotte, Florida. That's now an eight-game winning streak for the Jayhawks. And Kansas State was in Manhattan, and they beat Northern Illinois. Got behind 6-0 and came back to win that game 9-6. The K-State baseball team has won four of its last six. Some news out of the National Football League, where the Kansas City Chiefs are reportedly trading Dee Ford to the San Francisco 49ers, where he will sign a five-year, $87 million contract. In exchange, the Chiefs will get a second-round draft pick in the year 2020. Dee Ford was in the top 10 in the NFL last season with 13 sacks. Chiefs obviously retooling on the defensive side of the football, where they were sorely lacking last season. Already Justin Houston and Dee Ford have left the Chiefs this week. And Dee Ford the latest. Looks like he's been traded to the 49ers. Some trouble for the Kansas Athletic Department. Former KU football coach David Beatty suing the athletic department, alleging that it tried to concoct some sort of a reason to fire him for cause and thus avoid a $3 million payout on his contract. Coach Beatty is alleging that KU, someone in the athletic department, was trying to look for a deal where they could, quote, find something on Beatty, like, quote, finding a dead hooker in his closet.
Oh,
so that they would have to avoid making that $3 million payment.
Yeah.
KU is saying that it's not making that payment yet because there is a pending NCAA investigation of a former assistant on Beatty's staff for possible NCAA rules violations. Anyway, it's gone to federal court now, so we'll see what comes out of that. Not a very good situation right there. College men's basketball, the Big 12 tournament, begins today up in Kansas City with two first-round games. First up at 6 o'clock tonight, TCU taking on Oklahoma State. The winner of that game will advance to take on number one seed Kansas State tomorrow afternoon in the quarterfinals. Late game tonight at 8 o'clock, West Virginia taking on Oklahoma. And speaking of college basketball, K-State, it was 60 years ago today, Steve. A Sweet 16 game for number one ranked Kansas State, and they demolished DePaul 102-70 in a game played in Lawrence. That was the last time that K-State ever won a game when they were ranked number one in the nation.
Wow.
60 years ago today. Wally Frank led the Wildcats that day with 23 points. And Bob Boozer had 16 points and 12 rebounds.
Bob Boozer, I remember that name, but don't remember Wally Frank.
A little K-State history for you there, 60 years ago today.
Wow.
And I would like to wish my brother and his wife, Andy and Brooke, they are celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary today.
Wow.
Andy and Brooke got married 20 years ago today.
That's a big one.
Yep, that's huge.
Think Andy's going to have to shell out some diamonds and rubies?
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking Brooke's probably waiting for the
the
jewel truck to load up today. So, my brother Andy and his dear wife Brooke and their three kids wish them a happy 20th anniversary today.
Yeah.
That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
Happy anniversary. 7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. How long will it take for the Mueller report to come out? That story with Rush Limbaugh coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.